Gister was sneldeel 7 van die 2022 Dakar-ren. Die sneldeel was 703 km lank met 'n sneltrek van 404 km. Sebastian Loeb in sy ProDrive Hunter het die sneltrek gewen en die Toyota Gazoo Racing se Nasser Al-Attiyah Matthew Belmol was tweede. Nasser sê hulle het 'n bietjie geslaap, maar hulle voorsprong op Loeb wat tweede is op die algehele telbord is nog steeds 44 minute.
It was a perfect stage, you know, and the 100K from beginning, I think we are a little bit sleeping, you know, and we lose 5 minutes from Seb, but after we control all the 5 minutes to the finish, but okay, I'm quite happy for today, day 7 of Dakar, and we'll see tomorrow Seb, he will open and we can be behind him to control.
Vir Jamir Variava en Dani Stassen was die navigasie veral uitdagend. Hulle was 12de. Net soos Tuneel de Villiers en Dennis Murphy gedink het hulle het nou 'n regverdige kans om op die algehele podium te eindig, het hulle meganiese probleme gekry, Tuneel vertel.
Baie teleurstellende dag. Ek weet nie meer wat ek moet doen om net 'n bietjie geluk aan my kant te kry nie. Ons het goed gegaan en toe het ons die myn oliepyp verloor op die kar. Ons het al die olie verloor uit die engine uit binne 10 sekondes. Ja, groot dankie aan Henk en Brett en al die ouens wat vir ons olie gegee het, want jy weet, dit was een ding om die pyp reg te maak, maar 'n ander ding om genoeg olie te kry, want ons het meer as 'n uur verloor daarso. En nog steeds nie genoeg olie in die engine gehad nie, so ek kon nie vinnig ry om regterhandse draai nie, want ek het baie oil surge gehad en olie pressure afgekom na 0.2 bar, so ek kon glad nie die kar rev nie. Maar ja, ons is hier, ons het gesurvive en ons is nog in die reis, so sal alles draai tot by die einde.
Tuneel is nou 9de op die algehele telbord. Met die dat Henk later gaan en Brett Cummings gestop het om vir Tuneel te help, was hulle 37ste. Century Racing se Brian Baragwanath en Leonard Kramer en hulle CR6 het 'n goeie dag gehad en 13de geëindig. En dankie aan Chris Visser en Rodney Burke en hulle CR6 wat gestop het om vir Tuneel olie te gee. Hulle was 27ste. Die res van die Century Racing span het almal goed klaargemaak. Daniel Schroeder en Ryan Bland het die moeilikste dag nog gehad, maar hulle het die sneltrek voltooi, al was dit pikdonker. Nou oor na Steffi Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Group vir ons Suider-Afrika motorfietsryers.
Another drama-filled day for the riders at Dakar 2022. The top of the leaderboard changed constantly as the road openers got lost and the chasing pack took full advantage. Yamaha's Adrian van Beveren now leads the overall classification. After stage 6, we all thought it was over for our battle-scarred Kalahari Ferrari, Russ Branch, but with an internally bleeding thigh muscle, he actually started yesterday. Speaking to Alfie Cox on the rest day, Russ explains how.
I'm definitely out of the general classification. We take a thing called the Joker. There's one Joker allowed for everybody in Dakar. So we're going to take the Joker. And what's important is this is also classified as a world championship. So I need the points for the rest of the year. So if I go back in as a Joker, I can still maybe score some points. So never give up.
Russie, who started from the middle of the pack, raced into 12th position on stage. Bradley Cox started his second week on a high note, in a solid 20th position on stage, and moves to 18th overall. What a start for the rookie. Aaron Murray placed 22nd and moves to 17th overall. Rookie Charon Moore continues to impress in his maiden Dakar, finishing 40th yesterday and is 3rd overall in the original bimotal class. John Kelly placed 56th, Vadna Kennedy in 97th, Walter Tablanche in 98th and Paulo Oliveira in 117th position. Stuart Gregory had a very difficult day and tells us why.
About 10k, I went off the top of a dune. I thought I was going to crash. My airbag was deployed, but I somehow landed it. Then I missed the waypoint, went back, and like 15 guys got in front of me. So it took me 100k to pass them, and then after I passed them all, I got lost again. So not my greatest day.
From El Dawadimi, the Dakar caravan moves to Wadi El Dawasir. With 434 kilometers of liaison and 394 kilometers of racing, this will be another tough stage ahead.
Ek is Jeanette van Wiele 2 Wiele.
And this is Steffi for the Southern Africa Dakar Group.
Vir Dakar 2022. Tot môre, hou jou wiele aan die rol.